Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, brothers and sisters in the Lord, and if you're a new listener, I welcome you. And I'd like to begin by sharing a passage of Scripture, continuing on in a message I began this week, The Pearl of Great Price. Reading Romans chapter 12, verse 3, and this is the King James. For I say, through the grace given unto me, this is the Apostle Paul, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. I'm going to read verse 4. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. God is speaking through the writing of Paul that we should not have a spirit of pride or arrogance or high-mindedness, but also the Lord wants us to confess who we are in Him, that we have been made worthy. Through our life experiences, through the work of the enemy, the things that we perhaps had absolutely no control over, the image that we have of ourselves, even with saved, I mean, with your mind, you can affirm, yes, I know I'm a new creature. Yes, I know the Lord has forgiven me. Yes, I know that He is transforming me. I'm being renewed in the spirit of my mind. I'm being transformed. We can know, if you walk with the Lord any length of time, you know all of those things, and yet deep down within, when it comes to the level of the soul, there's a dichotomy. You know, it says, and I don't remember where, but I think it's in the Psalms, unite my heart to fear thy name. And it's not that we are willingly in unbelief, but we have been so wounded by others, the words of others, by the work of the enemy in our lives, that it's hard to believe that we can really be loved of the Lord or be of value. And I speak because, I mean, I've read the letters for decades of people that have written in, and I know, I mean, some have even questioned, they don't even think they're saved, that they don't really believe that God has forgiven them. I know it might... If you walk with the Lord any length of time, you understand that. But what I'm saying, there's a disconnect between what our spirit man knows, our mind knows, and what on the emotional level. See, that's the level of our soul. And our soul is the seat of our will and our emotions. And only the Holy Spirit is able to heal us. We can understand and realize we do need healing. That's the first step. And then we ask the Lord to have His appreciation and understanding of who we are in Him. Because He doesn't want us have a, we are His children. He doesn't want us to have a negative self-image. Romans 3:23 states, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So as sinners, of course, and being without Jesus as sinners, we can identify with total unworthiness. We definitely were. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory. However, we are justified as a gift by His grace through Christ Jesus, who has redeemed us. And so in line with this concept or perspective I'm sharing today with you, the merchant in The Pearl of Great Price is not you and me selling all we have to just gain Jesus and the kingdom, because there's nothing we could offer. There's no price we could pay to merit that. But as a a concept or perspective that merchant is Jesus, and he forsook everything. He paid a great price. He sold everything. He left the glories of heaven to get the pearl of great price, which in his estimation is you and me. That's a staggering concept, but that's how much he values us. Now, as some of you ladies may be more aware or cognizant of the beautiful characteristics of the natural pearl, I want to share some things I think you'll enjoy and appreciate. If not, let me begin with saying pearls as a precious object that are valued, has been valued throughout the ages, they're quite different from other precious stones like opals or diamonds, which I think diamonds are found in coal deposits that have been pressed under great pressure, and that's how diamonds are formed. But most gems are mined from the earth. But a pearl is very different. As we compare the pearl to other gems, pearls are not mined from the earth. You may understand they come mostly from oysters, and oysters are what people eat. Those that like oysters, whether they're raw or cooked or whatever. Mankind has certainly enjoyed oysters over the centuries. But how do pearls occur? Well, they begin to form inside the oyster whenever a foreign substance manages to work its way into the oyster shell. It doesn't belong there. What happens is kind of like when a virus or bacteria enter our body, all of our it's the white blood cells gather around it and they try to just, you know, attack it and do away with it so health can be given and restored. So it's very similar in the natural cycle or life of an oyster, which is a living substance, of course. And so when that foreign substance comes into that oyster shell, the cells inside the body of the oyster begin to immediately protect the oyster. They cover that invading substance with thin sheets of nacre, or mother of pearl. That's another way of describing it. And these cells continue building successive circular layers around that foreign intruder, such as a grain of sand. Inside that pearl oyster, this process continues until a pearl is actually formed. Now, some people may have the misconception that when you're saved, you're immediately birthed as a full-grown, mature Christian. That is not true. That's far from the truth. Paul stated in Galatians 4:19, "I am in travail until Christ be formed in you." He felt that, you know, they were going back to legalism and Judaism, and he was afraid that all his ministry and teaching to them was in vain. So, beloved, when Christ comes into your life, into my life, we are saved, we are forgiven. But there are many steps, many, many steps to full growth or maturity. It's a process that we begin at salvation, and it continues till our last breath. We immediately, at that point, begin the process of growing up spiritually. And you know what? I'd like to share with you, there's some magic formulas, but there's no magic formulas whatsoever. There's no meaningless action or talk. God takes us as that little grain of sand, as it were, and he puts it in that which we are, that shell of the old man, and then the Holy Spirit begins to do something with this old, worthless, unlovable, irascible, which means easily angered or quick-tempered, rebellious creature that we are, and we start on a beautiful adventure. We begin a new life in Christ, and Paul calls us a new creation, because that's what happens when we're saved. Beloved, you're never going to get more saved than you are at the moment of accepting Jesus. Will you grow and mature? Absolutely. You will be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your soul nature will begin to conform to the very soul nature of Jesus. The emotions, what are Jesus' emotions? Well, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. That's what Jesus is like. And so we come to God in the power and light of His grace, just as we are. Remember that song, "Just as I am, I come to Thee." And then as we submit and surrender, begins the beautification process. Is this not a marvelous thing? 2 Corinthians 3:18 declares, "But we all, with unveiled face," in other words, just the way we are, "beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image," hallelujah, "from glory to glory, just as by from the Lord, the Spirit." In other words, Paul is saying we Christians are beholding constantly, if you will, God's divine glory, the perfection of Jesus. And thus, He changes or transforms us from glory to glory, from one degree of glory to another. It is an ongoing life process. And so, the exciting thing is we're like the pearl. God took us, who we were, darkened in our minds, rebellious in our nature, and He brought us out of such darkness and made us into vessels of light. Is that not exciting? Hallelujah. We are reflecting, if you will, the light that Jesus is, who is the light of the world. Well, my time has just again flown, and I don't know about you, but to me, this is just a marvelous understanding of the preciousness that we hold to the heart of God. And this is something that will encourage you. It will give you faith to know God loves you and He's doing this work. You couldn't save yourself, and you can't spiritually mature. You can only be willing and say, "Lord, do this work in me." That's what you did when you got saved. You said, "Lord, I'm confessing Jesus. I ask you to forgive me of my sins." It was an act of your will. And so, I mean, He did the work. You didn't do it. You just had to be willing. And so it is through our entire Christian life. And I pray that more and more, all of us will be more and more willing to allow the work of the Spirit in our lives. Well, my time is gone. I invite you to write, share your needs, your own inadequacies or insecurities, because God's in the process of delivering you from them. The announcer will give our contact information. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,